thank you so much for giving us your attention this morning. You know, my friend and I have been doing this now on a daily basis for almost 2 years, and really words can't express how much we appreciate your patience with us. As my friend said, we're not here this morning for personal gain. We're definitely not here to win a popularity contest. In fact, if that's ever your aim in life, let me suggest that this be the last thing you ever try doing. We're here this morning for one simple reason. I want to be candid with you. We're here because we know that there's a real place called hell. And if any of you standing in this line die without having received the forgiveness that God has provided through His Son, then you'll spend an eternity there. And frankly, folks, we don't want that for you. In a nutshell, we want you to be spared from eternal remorse. But you know, the devastating thing about remorse is that once it's been experienced, it's typically too late to do anything about the circumstances that led to it. You know, I experienced remorse recently on an earthly level. I'm a Lakers fan. And a few seasons ago, I was over at the Staples Center during one of the playoff games. I remember during halftime, they began to flash images of Kobe Bryant up on the screen. They showed him making buzzer-beating shots, stealing the ball, passing behind his back, slamming over his opponents. I mean, it was incredible. I remember the entire crowd rose to its feet, and everyone began to clap and chant in unison, MVP, MVP, MVP. I mean, it was electrifying. I remember looking down on the court and seeing Kobe Bryant's face beaming with pride and joy that the crowd was acknowledging him in this way. But you know, it was as if though I blinked, and just a few short months after that, I saw an entirely different picture. As I saw the same man seated at a table, surrounded by reporters, his wife sitting next to him, tears streaming down his face, confessing to the world of adultery. And then he looked over at the camera with this distinct look on his face and said something in a way that I'll never forget. He looked and he said, "If only I can turn back the hands of time." And I remember logging that in my mind and thinking, you know what a sad yet accurate depiction that is of the reality of remorse. I mean, think of it. It was one evening, one encounter, one decision, and not even 1 hour of time, and now there is remorse for a lifetime. Friends, can you imagine that on an eternal level? Can you imagine having heard the truth that you've heard this morning, truth that you've probably heard at other times in your life before, and yet having rejected it, and then standing before God and realizing that it was all true after all, and then hearing Him say to you, "Depart from me, I never knew you," and spending an eternity in hell? Friends, I urge you this morning to think about that, because on that day when you finally stand before God, it'll be too late. But you know what I've come to find? I've come to find that many of us have what I call the invincibility complex. We don't really think that day's ever going to come about when we'll stand before God and give account for our lives. We kind of sense ourselves to be untouchable. You know, I remember walking the streets of New York just a few days after 9/11. I remember seeing crowds of people standing there at Ground Zero, staring up into the air, shaking their heads in disbelief that thousands of people were going about their day like normal, just like they did every day, seated at their desks, answering their emails, conversing with their coworkers, planning their vacations, and in a split second and without warning, in a flash, thousands of people were transported from time into eternity. Friends, listen to me, please. The fact of the matter is 150,000 human beings die every 24 hours. I wonder how many of those people on the way to the towers that morning considered that it would be their last day on the earth. The message that we've shared with you is simple. God sent His Son to die on that cross for your sins. You've broken His commandments. You're guilty. You're deserving of His judgment. But because of His love, He gave His Son to suffer and die for you and rise again on the third day. And God says to you, if you turn from your sin and repent, He'll wipe them all away and give you everlasting life. Please consider that today. You know, folks, I know that you care about your eternal destiny. The reason I know that is because you care about things that are far less important, things that are fading, things that are temporal. And I'll illustrate that for you. Imagine I were to walk up and down the sign this morning with a briefcase in my hand, packed full of cash. Let's say $1 million. And I offered this $1 million to any one of you who would sell one of your eyes for scientific research. We'd conduct a painless surgery, take 15 minutes, we'll replace your eye with a glass eye so you won't look funny. Yeah, you won't see out of one side, but at least you won't be completely blind. Within 15 minutes, you'd have $1 million tax-free cold cash. Honestly, would anyone in this line do that this morning? Sell one of your eyes for $1 million? Anyone? Get some laughs there. Some of you are thinking about it. I guarantee you this. If I upped it to about 50 million, 100 million, let's go big, $1 billion, I guarantee you I'd get some eyeballs this morning. But you know what's interesting? In all the times I've asked this next question, I have yet to meet one person in their right mind who would sell both their eyes for even $100 trillion, for all the money in the world. Now that sounds good, doesn't it? All the money in the world. Think of what some of us do for money. We work hard for it. Some will lie, steal, kill, cheat for it. But for all the money in the world, you wouldn't sell your eyes. And what are your eyes? Really compare the weight and size of your eyes to the weight and size of your body. They're practically insignificant. They're like two little ping pong balls. They might weigh 5 ounces combined. Your eyes are the windows of your soul. If you take your eyes out and stick them on a shelf, they're not going to see anything. There's something looking out of these eyes. If these little windows are worth more to you than all the money in the world, then how much more valuable should be the soul that's looking out of them? Let me say that again. Listen closely. If these little windows are worth more to you than all the money in the world, then how much more valuable should be the soul that's looking out of them? Friends, please consider that. You know, most of us say we wouldn't sell our eyes for all the money in the world, but in essence, we sell our soul for a dollar. There's nothing more important than where you will spend eternity. And in the end, it's either heaven or it's hell. So turn to Christ today, repent of your sins, I urge you, and place your faith in Him. Folks, thank you again so much for your attention. We know you didn't even have to so much as look our way. We so appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you.